thank God for being here. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John, chapter number 6. We're going to be starting our reading, taking our text from the sixth chapter and the first verse. We're not sure how long we'll stand in front of you, before you, I'll just let God take control and let God have it, and however long He wants it to go, that's how long it'll go, and we'll go a little bit more. So I just ask you to pray tonight, and stand if you would when you find it, for the reading and the reverence of God's Word, if you're willing and able. Very familiar scripture in the book of John, chapter number 6, verse number 1, begins to read like this. It says, "After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company which came unto him. And he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove himself, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, and every one of them that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what is that? What are they among so many?" Jesus said, "Make them to sit down." Make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves which he had, when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he saith unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained, and over and above unto them which had eaten, or that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of the truth that the prophet that should come into the world." And you can be seated, and we thank you for standing with us and reading that along with us. But I look at this verse of scripture here, and I like this verse of scripture. It sticks out to me. I've read it several times, and I get something new out of it every time. But I want you to look at something here, if I can, into the sixth chapter of the book of John. I want us to really take hold of this verse of scripture here, this happening in the Bible. This true thing that happened, I thank God. Everything in this Bible is true, 100%. And I thank God for that, so I can learn from it, and I can feel what happened, and I can see it almost. My mind just kind of paints a picture of what was going on here. That Jesus and his disciples, they were off a ways, but they saw some people coming by him, and they saw the people that no doubt had been following him for a while because of all the miracles that the Bible says that they saw all the miracles that he'd done to the ones that were diseased. And I want you to get a picture, and I want you to really see God's power in this, and I want you to see Jesus' servitude, and I want you to see the disciples' servitude. But not only that, I want you to see the people getting fed. I want you to realize something today, that if God is in something, that there's no doubt that everybody that it touches is going to get something from it. I want you to realize something today, when Jesus, when he was up on the mount there and his disciples were with him, and he saw all those people that needed help and the people that were hungry. I believe in another spot, it actually says that it said that they were hungry. And I want you to realize something today, that there's a lot of people in our world today, most of them really, that are spiritually hungry or spiritually starving. But here we are, we're in court with Jesus, we're with Jesus Christ, and we're with him on the mountain sometimes. Sometimes we're in a valley, sometimes we're on a mountain. Sometimes we're in the verge of being between the mountain and the valley. We're starting our ascent, but I want you to realize something today. Nevertheless, the disciples were with Jesus, and I want you to realize something. that if you're here and you're saved by the grace of God, which as far as I understand, everybody is, that we could say that we're always with Christ because Christ is always with you and I. And I want you to realize something today, that Christ was trying to show them here, even his disciples, that that he was going to make a way. The Bible says that he even tested them because he knew what he was going to do to these people. He knew that he was going to feed them. He knew that the 12 loaves of bread and the 12 baskets of the bread and the fish were brought up. He knew that was all going to happen, but he wanted to strengthen his disciples. He wanted to show his disciples his power, and he wanted to prove to his disciples that no matter what happened, that he was always in control, and everything that he spoke was for the betterment of somebody else. I want you to realize something today. If we would just get our heart and our mind in the spot to where we could just see God work and we could see God move and we don't doubt it, I want you to realize something. If we get in that spot and we get in that frame of mind, we'll be a lot better off. But I want you to see something here. These disciples that God had been with all the time, every time since he started to call them. Some were fishermen, some took up money, were tax collectors, and some did other things. But I want you to realize something today. No matter what they were pushing towards the cause of Christ at this time. I want you to realize something today. No matter what you are, if you're a disciple, no matter what you are, if you're a child of God, you're pushing towards something. We all have a common goal. All these disciples, when they were following Jesus, they were following it because they believed him. They were following it because they saw what he did. They were following it because they loved him. And I know that all of us here follow Christ because we love him. But it's only because he loved us first. And there's some times in our life where we'll be like these disciples here, where they see the loaves of bread, or they see the people there, and they look at the measly spot that's been given up, and they think that's not even near enough. I want you to realize something today. Even one of them said that 200 penny worth, or 200, when it's speaking in that sense of what it calls a penny worth, it's actually called a denarii or a denarius. And what that was is 200 denarii was actually 200 days worth of wages. So it was almost a year's worth of wages. And they thought, well, that's not even enough money to pay for these people to get something to eat, because Jesus wanted them to have something. But I want you to realize something today. They were looking at it in a natural sense. They were looking at it in a sense of, well, there's no way we're going to be able to overcome and get these people the food that they need. Hey, how many times have you been that way as a child of God? You think to yourself, there's no way that I'm going to be able to speak to this person. There's no way that I'm going to be able to be alive to that guy or that gal or this person or that person. Or maybe you're in school and you think to yourself, oh, they're never going to listen to me. I'm just a little kid. I'm just a young guy. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I want you to pay close attention. The Bible says that the only one that was willing to give up what he had was a young man. I want you to know that whether no matter what age you are, young or old, or somewhere in between like myself, I want you to realize something today. Anything you got to give, God will turn around and he'll bless somebody else with it today. You may be up in your ears. I won't call you old because I don't want to get beat up. I want you to realize something today. You might be old. You might be young. And you might be like myself, somewhere in the middle. And you may think to yourself, well, what am I going to say to these people? What am I going to be able to do, God, that'll make a difference in somebody's life? Oh, but this little boy, I know down in my mind, he saw all the people. And he realized that there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people that needed help. But nevertheless, he just wanted to help out. He just wanted to put something forward. He wanted to give what he had to Christ. Because I believe in my heart that he knew that Jesus would come through. The Bible says that this was a group of people that had followed him and saw what he had been able to do. But I want you to realize something. Even
even the ones that were closest to him, even his disciples, had doubt in their life, had doubt in their heart. Oh, but I want you to realize, even though we may not see how God's going to take care of our problem, we may not see how God is going to use us to help somebody else, you don't worry. You just give a bunch to God, and God will turn it around, and he'll bless you, and he'll bless the people around you, and everybody will get something out of it. Hey, I want you to realize something today. The disciples, we're looking for these people, and the Bible said that they said, and not even this certain amount of money is enough for even everybody to get even a little bit. Oh, but at the end of the telling there, at the end of this spot in the Bible, we find that everybody had what? It said they had what they wanted. They had their fill. They got what they felt. I was going to fill up their belly and send them to the next place. Oh, thank God. Oh, but the Bible said that there was even something that was taken up today. I want you to realize something. No matter what you do in life, no matter where you go, no matter who you come in contact with, we ought to always be willing to let God break up our bread and our fish. Even though we may not have a lot of it, even though we may be in a spot in our life where our faith may be weak, or our spot with God, maybe we're not in the right place. Oh, but thanks be to God, if we come to God willing and able to give up what we got, God will always come through. I want you to realize something today. I want nothing more than somebody else to get a blessing from my life. And not because if I want them to see me. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see God. Just like these people here. The Bible says that there was 5,000 what? 5,000 men. They didn't count the women. They didn't count the children. So we can honestly say that there was probably at least 10,000, maybe 15,000. If every man had a wife and a son, I want you to realize something today. When we see impossible, God sees possible. And when we see something that's not doable, God sees already done. When we see something that looks like it's not going to work out, God's already putting the pieces together. That's all we got to do is give up what we've got, and God will use it today. Do you realize it? The disciple there, he said, well, there's this little fella here. There's a little lad. But all he's got is five fish, or five loaves and two fish. And he said, what is that among so many? Oh, but thanks be to God. When God can take a little bit of faith and he can make it whatever you need it to be. I don't care who you are, what you've done, or where you've been. If you've got faith in God, that God is going to move mountains, he'll move mountains. Oh, but if you think that God can't use what you've got, maybe you're keeping yourself from being a blessing to somebody else. Just trust God and let him use you and let him have you, and he'll bless today. Hey, don't you realize, I put it down here. Philip, when he answered in there, he was looking at it, and he didn't see a way that they could find up enough money to buy up these people, their food. Oh, but when we think about it like that, how are we going to be able to... How are we going to add to the church? How are we going to get more people in? How are people going to get saved? How is this going to happen? How's that going to happen? I don't care about the what-ifs of life, because I got a God that knows everything that's going to happen in life. Thanks be to God above. I don't have to worry about the small things. I just got to give him what I got, and he'll take it, and he'll use it, and it'll bless you. Oh, if you let God use what you got, it'll bless you, and you'll grow strength from it today. Hey, I think, and I believe in my own mind, that these people there, no doubt that they were hungry, because the Bible says that they took up everything that they wanted. In other words, they took their fill. Oh, but I believe that it wasn't just to fill a couple people's belly. I believe that it was designed and everything was put into place and set the way it was so that God, or that Jesus, I'm sorry, could show his power to the ones that he loved. I'll show his power to his disciples and show his love and compassion to his disciples there. I believe that the people in the world today, just because they're in the world, the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Oh, but I want you to realize something today, that the world that we see around us, they may not believe God. They may curse his name, and they may never even utter his name at all. Maybe they don't even know who he is. This set of people here that we find may have been in the same boat. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Nevertheless, it didn't matter what was going on in their life. They were hungry and they needed fed, and Jesus came through with the help of his disciples today. I want you to know, the world that we live in, it's hungry, it's desolate, and they don't even know that they're lost in their own sin. Oh, but let me tell you something today. If we go out and we do our part and we spread the gospel, I believe that's what this is trying to say here for our modern day Christian life. I believe what it's trying to tell us is, don't keep back what God can use, because if God can use it, he will. I will go out and it'll touch somebody out in the world, and they'll see something. They'll see a difference in you. Oh, thanks be to God above. And it'll prick their heart and it'll make them want more. And they'll keep asking you questions and they'll keep imploring you to pray. And they'll tell you, I'll be the first one to say this tonight. Most of the people will not get in a conversation with me about the Bible, because I just go and go and go. I could talk all day and all night about the Bible. Oh, thanks be to God. It's because I got a love set up in my heart for it. Oh, but nevertheless, when somebody needs help, who do they come to? They come to the Bible believer, the son or daughter of God, because they know that something's different and that God's hand is all over you. Thanks be to God above. The disciples may not have understood what Jesus was trying to show them here. Oh, but I believe he was showing us that if we just stay dedicated, we stay determined, we stay the course, we push forward, and we give God everything we've got, that he'll turn it into something big today. I want to bless you tonight, but don't look at me. I'm nothing. I'm just a bucket of mud. I'm just a sinner that got saved. But I'll tell you this much. I'm not a sinner no more. And now, do I slip up? Yeah, I sure do. Oh, do I fail? Yes, I do. Do I fall? Yes, I do. Oh, but thanks be to God for the blood that was applied to my life and my soul, that when I mess up, I can take it to God. And whether, oh my goodness, whether I got a basket full or whether I got just a couple, God will take it and he'll multiply it in my life and I'll get blessed today. How many times have you, as a child of God, I brought God a couple fish or a couple loaves, and God give you something to carry home that you almost got to get a dolly for because it's so heavy? I want you to realize something today, that God's not a God that doesn't want to bless his children. God's not a God that wants to keep back the blessings of life. God's not a God that cares so little about you and that he forgets about you on a daily basis. God loves you so much that the Bible says that there's a storehouse full of blessings with your name on it. Thanks be to God. God loves you so much that the Bible says that his ear is always bound. God loves you so much that he sent his darling son to die for you one day. And he loves you so much that someday he's coming back. Oh, but while we're here and while we're living this life, if we've got some fish and some loaves to give, let's give them today. Hey, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to get you to understand? It don't matter. You may think, Lord, this song, nobody's going to get a blessing from it. Oh, but I beg to differ. You start singing and God bless your heart, you wouldn't believe how many people get filled up by the Holy Ghost and get to singing and the shouting and the crying with you. You may think, God, why do I need to pray for this another time, another time, another time? Oh, but let me tell you something today. Jesus prayed all the time. So if he prayed all the time, that means that you and I ought to do our best to pray all the time. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. I'm not saying that you gotta be like every second of your day be in prayer. Oh, but we ought to aspire to be that way. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If we love God like I know we do, and the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Oh, that means to tell me that whenever I think about God, I need to talk to him. Whenever I think about Christ, I need to talk to him. Whenever I get blessed and I get a touch from God, I need to lift up holy hands and thank him for it. I don't know about you today, but without God, I would be nothing. And I just want to thank him and praise him and honor him and give him what I got to give today. Do you realize today that if Jesus saw fit, that he probably could have got a field full of barley to come up, and he probably could have spoke barley loaves into existence, and he could have spoke to the water that they were just by, and he could have grabbed up 5,000 fish out of that water, and he could have rightly done so because he runs everything. Oh, but he wanted to get so personal with his people, to use them, to spread the love of Christ. Oh, that's like you and me. I mean, he don't need us, Sarah. He doesn't need you and I. Oh, but thanks be to God, he loves to use us today. Don't you realize that Christ used his disciples to disperse the food today? What am I trying to say? He don't need you and me. But he loves to use us. Do you see that in the Bible there? It said he broke bread and he blessed it. And it said then he gave it to the disciples to do what? To give to the people. I want you to realize something today, no matter what you do in life, not everybody's going to preach. Not everybody has the best singing voice. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. The Bible don't say you got to sound as pretty. The Bible just says to make a joyful noise. And it don't matter if you can carry a tune in a bucket or if you sound like the best singer on the planet. If God's in it, people's going to get blessed. Oh, well, no doubt. Oh, Brother Harold, there's people in my life that I just love to listen to pray. I love to listen to hear them praying. I love to hear how God blessed them in their prayer. And I'll say this much, that it caused me to want to pray more, not to pray like them, but it blessed my heart in the sense that it made it want me and made me want to talk to my God like that. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, he's my God, but he's just as much your God today, just as much as he is your God or your God or your God. He loves us all individually. Oh, but he saved us all under one guise and under one plan, and that was the blood of the Son. And that's what we've got to spread. That's what we've got to give out. That's what we've got to disperse. It's the love. to give out. That's our charge. Jesus here charged his disciples, his brothers. He charged them to give the people fish and bread. But what he charged you and me to do? Spread the gospel. Just as much as it was important for these men to feed those people, it's just as important, if not more important now, for you and me to go out to the highways and the hedges and to tell the people about Christ and to compel them to come in. The Bible says that not everybody would turn a hearing ear, per se. I know that's layman's terms. But the Bible says that not everybody would listen. And that some would turn away. Some would hate. Some would probably spit at us, yell at us, call us names, curse at us. But thanks be to God above. If we're dispersing the gospel, the reward is going to be better than anything they've ever said. Do you realize today that God charged the boy, God charged them guys there to bring up what had been done, what was left over, so that nothing was lost? Thanks be to God above. He didn't just feed the people. He gave it to the disciples today. I'd almost like to think, now the Bible don't say this, but I could almost see it here, and that not only did they get what they wanted while they were sitting, but I could almost see, Brother Chris, that God, that Jesus gave them some to take home with them. I want you to realize something today, that while we're doing our part here on earth, while we're here doing what we can, while we're here dispersing the gospel, while we're here being a helping hand to Christ, I would like to think that some of the people that we come in contact with, that take the gospel into their heart, that they don't just get a one thing, they don't just get a one dose here. I would like to think that they would get set up in their heart and would get set up in their life. Just continues to bless and bless and bless and bless, because he does it to me, church. He does it to you. Thanks be to God above, that the saving grace of God and the salvation that we have in our heart is something that keeps giving today. The Bible doesn't say, Brother Chris, that these people ever came together like this again. It doesn't say that. But they didn't leave. They didn't leave this hill hungry. You may come in contact with people that you never see again. But if we're where we need to be with God, if we're in the spot that we need to be, God won't leave them. What? How can I say that? Because every service that I walked into as a lost man, or boy, whatever you want to call me, God went with me. And he sat with me on the edge of my bed. And he kept me up at night. And he did everything he did, Brother Harold, to bring me to the point to where I would just believe him. You may not know what's going on in that person's life that you touch. But if you tell them about Christ, whether he's in their heart or whether he ain't, they can't shake him when you tell them about the truth. I want you to know something, friend. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't let the things that are going on around us, the things that we think are big things in life, don't let them hinder you. Those men that Jesus had with him there, they were worried about how they were going to feed them. Jesus already had a way to feed them. They were no doubt worried about how they were going to get rid of all the food. Jesus just told them, bring it back up so we don't lose any of it. They were probably no doubt worried about how they were going to disperse it, how they were going to get it to that many people. And yet, we find that everybody got what they wanted. I'll say it like this, and I'm Brother James Conn. The Bible says that every man took what they would. It says as much as they would. In other words, as much as they wanted. Friend, if we're telling them about Christ and we're giving them the gospel and we're spreading the news, they're gonna get what they want to out of it. If they want to know him, they'll come to know him. If they don't want to, they may never. But you notice that it said that the disciples didn't worry about how much food that person got. They just divvied out the food. We should pray for the lost people in this world every day, Brother Chester. But if we do our part and we spread the gospel, Brother Harold, whether they take it up and they bring it into their heart and they take of it or not, don't concern yourself with that. Why? Because it'll keep you from pushing towards your goal. If I thought about all the people that I spoke to that didn't hear a word that I said, it would do nothing but depress me, Brother Chris. What do I got to do? I just got to disperse. What do we got to do? We got to disperse. We got to give out the bread. We got to give out the fish. We got to give out the gospel. And then they'll get what they want out of it. Stand with us if you will. But I'll say it like this. We're going to get what we want to out of the gospel also. If we want help, we can get help. If we want guidance, we can get guidance. Once you got to want it. If you want strength, you can have it. If you want peace, you can have it. If you want more knowledge, you can have it. Biblically speaking, if you want more knowledge in the Bible, you can have it. Naturally speaking as well, I guess. But I'll say it like this. You're going to get from God what you want to get from God. God's up there. He's ready to pour out blessings and pour out love and pour out mercy and pour out grace and pour out anything you need. But do you remember the rich man that Christ, he came to Christ and God told him, you got to do this and you got to do that. And he's like, well, I've kept the commandments all the way from my youth. I told him, you lack one thing. Sell all you have. Give it away. And pick up your cross and follow me. The Bible says he left sorrowful. Why? Because he wasn't willing to give what he had. I can almost see that little boy in this portion of scripture here. I could almost just imagine the pride and the love and the joy that this little boy got seeing all those people eat from what he gave to God. I get blessed when I see people get blessings. I get blessed when I see people get happier, feel Christ, or get closer to God because of something that he let me do. It's nothing that I've ever done. I'm stressing that as much as I possibly can. I am the least among all men. I am the least among all. But if I can do something for God, I want to do it. And if I can bless somebody, I want to bless them. If I can spread the word, I want to spread the word. If I can tell somebody about God, I want to do it. If somebody asks me a question, I want to have the answer. That takes me getting in my Bible, though. Do you see the effort that these men had to put forward to just pass out what God had told them to pass out? It takes an effort on yours and my part. It takes an effort from us. God could have broke open those loaves and those fish, and he could have filled all the baskets that he could find. But unless the disciples were willing to pass it out, it would have never gotten to nobody. We got a big part in this thing, church. We got a big part. If we want God to move in our nation, if we want God to move in our country, if we want God to move in our town, we got to be about his business. Let's not worry about the minor things in life. Let's not worry about what's going to happen next to this church. You know what we ought to do? Just trust that God is going to provide.
Amen.
Because he will.
Amen.
He provided for those people.
There's another spot where he provided for several other thousand people. He provided for an entire feast, a wedding feast in Cana. Jesus was always providing in the Bible. Always, Brother Chris. He always providing for somebody else. So what makes us think that he's not going to do the same for us? He's not changed. We have.
That's a fact.
He loves us today.
That's the truth.
He loves us. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to